Well, this is an interesting question. First of all, in terms of the very political structure of society having governments, Scripture says in Romans 13, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Those who do so will bring a judgment on themselves, for rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. And it goes on to talk more about that. Well, in a culture as we had back in, as they had back in the first century, where Paul is talking to these people, in the whole context of the Roman government, they didn't have much voice in politics. If you were a Roman citizen, you had some voice in politics, but for the most part, it was top down. Now, we in America and many people in the Western world live in republics that operate on a more democratic level where people, it's somewhat participatory, and you can really get involved and you can really make a difference. So, certainly, I think. The more you could argue as a Christian, the more opportunity you have to make a difference, probably the more seriously you should consider doing what you can to make a difference. So I'm grateful for those Christians who are called into the political arena for legislators, for judges, for people who do the different things that are done politically in our culture. I also think that every Christian should take the responsibility to vote and to exercise our ability to influence the direction of our country. I'm in favor of people in the right context of standing up and protesting. I, in the past, was involved in civil disobedience and went to jail for it to protest abortion at abortion clinics, but less a protest really than to intervene on behalf of unborn children who were being killed. So really wanting to make a difference to keep more children from dying. But now comes the other side. I think it's very easy for Christians, and I think it has often happened, to turn politics into something that is too important, that divides them from other believers, and where they end up with their bumper stickers and their lawn signs and in their conversations and they're listening to talk radio, where being a Republican is on the level of being a Christian, or being a Democrat and believing in certain liberal agendas is what Christians should do, depending upon their different perspective. So some people think all Christians should be conservative. Some people think all Christians should be liberal. I believe all Christians should be biblical. What that means is sometimes when the Bible teaches something that is by its nature conservative, then you should be a conservative. Sometimes, however, the Bible teaches something which is by its nature liberal. In those cases, we should be liberal. And so we don't determine in advance, oh, I'm going to be a conservative or I'm going to be a liberal. We just say, I want to be a Christian. I want to be true to Scripture. Now, if that means that in certain arenas, I'm going to end up looking sort of conservative, like if I believe abortion is wrong, and it's conservatives who believe that abortion is wrong, and usually liberals and most Democrats will be in favor of abortion rights. They will be, quote, pro-choice. Well, it doesn't matter what Democrats believe and what Republicans believe. I should believe that abortion is wrong on a biblical basis, and I do. Well, what about an example on the other spectrum? What about concern for the environment? Well, I believe that every Christian should see that the Bible makes clear that we should take responsibility for the environment God has entrusted to our care. Read Genesis 1 and 2. I mean, it's very clear that God has given over to the human race responsibility for the care of creation. So call it creation care, call it environmental care, but reasonable steps that, yes, recognizes the legitimacy of business, but also realizes that we need to, for the sake of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we should take reasonable steps to protect our environment, from the horrors that come from the oil spills, the horrors to the animal kingdom, the people who end up suffering as a result of it, the vegetation, the ecosystem, the forests, reasonable care. Now, we're going to disagree as Christians on what's reasonable and what's not reasonable, but in the end, let's not be about politics. Let's be about what's true to God's word and being faithful as his people in this world.